Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Steve Heimel. This week on AK, a cold case. 13 years ago, 8-year-old Durga Owens was found shot to death near his family's remote homestead off the Steese Highway north of Fairbanks. No one has ever been charged with the murder. AK first started looking into the story of Durga's murder 5 years ago. Over the past year, Bonnie Sue Hitchcock discovered that investigators are still reluctant to share any information about the case.
5 years ago, a friend and I hitched up his dog team and journeyed out to Mary Jane Owens' homestead off the Steese Highway for what I thought was a one-time interview.
It's a little bit of an out-of-the-way story. You think you're going to have to ski?
It looks like it's pretty steep uphill, and I don't think these dogs are going to be able to pull all of us.
Owen's son Durga was found shot to death on this hillside near the family's homestead. He is now buried near the chicken coop, which was once a thriving 150-hen farm that provided income for Owens and her children. She believes that her choice to live remote and raise her kids unconventionally affected the investigation from the start.
The first things that the rural troopers did was they tried to bust me for drugs. They wanted to search the house. Before they looked for the little boy, they wanted to search the house. And it was like, I don't care what you search, you know, I mean, just do whatever you have to do so you can get on with it, you know.
Owens believes the troopers stopped looking into any suspects other than the family early on, but charges were never filed against anyone. Initially, an investigator with the cold case unit agreed to let me see some aspects of Durga's file, but it turns out the file wasn't with the cold case unit in Anchorage after all. Last June, it was still with the Alaska State Troopers in Fairbanks.
I was the primary case investigator until basically 2004. It's currently, I guess you could say, in limbo.
That's Lance Dahlke, who is now a lieutenant with Wildlife Enforcement. Dahlke was a criminal investigator with the troopers for 15 years. A year ago, he spoke to me about his reluctance to let the press see Durga's file, even though he was no longer part of the investigation.
It's an old case, so it's an old case file, but it's still open. I can tell you the reason why that it's still open, of course, is because it was never prosecuted.
The initial offer to see the records was rescinded, saying it would hinder the investigation and that the records involved minors. After so many dead ends over the past year, I asked Jim McCann, one of Alaska's most notorious cold case investigators, what he thought. Is the press seen as anything other than just a nemesis in these situations?
No, actually, I use the press to my advantage many times just to keep that case alive and in the public eye. That's actually a pretty good tactic to develop new leads. I mean, it's already worked in this matter. In this case, it's now not just a file sitting locked away someplace. Now it is, as you say, in the hands of the cold case task force.
McCann is responsible for solving many of the most difficult cold case crimes in the state.
I made more major cases than anyone in the state's history.
And he had more convictions than anyone during his 28-year career with the Alaska State Troopers. McCann was the first investigator on the scene when Durga Owens was murdered, but left the troopers a month later. He wouldn't comment specifically on Durga's murder or the details surrounding his resignation from the troopers, but he did have a lot to say about solving cold cases.
Time has a way of loosening people up, too. People that wouldn't talk to you 5, 10, 15 years ago might now talk to you. Murderers themselves have a tendency to open up more, and the old cliche of loose lips sink ships actually plays a big part in solving some of these old cases.
McCann says the operative words are active investigation. That means actually working the case to find new leads.
Have an unsolved case and just let it sit there in a file. I think law enforcement all across the nation has realized that, you know, yeah, that somebody will walk in someday and say something that opens that case up again. But you can actually actively work those cases and develop new information, new evidence, and prosecute those cases.
Lieutenant Craig Allen with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation spoke with me last summer, but did not respond to repeated messages left over the past 2 months. He did say that Durga's file is with the cold case unit now, but with 99 cold cases on the books as of last June and only 4 investigators, they have to prioritize.
If we get a new lead that's brought to our attention,
on a particular case, we'll reinitiate our efforts to apply investigative technique to that lead to see if it'll help us resolve that case.
I mean, I would be delighted if somebody would talk.
Mary Jane Owen says 13 years is a very long time for a mother to wait for answers.
I have never found out what happened to my son.
For AK, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
This story was made possible by a grant from the Fund for Investigative Journalism.